a lot of island teachers are saying, we told you, the No Child Left Behind, meet it or beat it benchmarks just don't work. The ambitious Bush-era education reform with standard test measurements was a tough sell in Hawaii, and now the state has something better. The Strive High Performance System, approved by the U.S. Department of Education this month, replaces many of the NCLB's outdated requirements. For College of Education Associate Professor Tara O'Neill, the focus on college and career readiness and the ability to customize education for students and schools makes all the difference. Tara O'Neill joins us now. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having me.
After all of these years, I mean, it's almost like, you know, really? We knew that having standards that, A, were not necessarily good ones to begin with, and secondarily, to say that nothing measures movement toward those standards, just whether you got there or whether you didn't, that having that wasn't the way to go. And it seemed to be a knee-jerk reaction in a lot of ways. And now we're backing off of that and saying, maybe we need to look at how we approach better learning and how we create a more customized environment for teachers, for schools, and certainly for the system as a whole.
Well, so I'll politely say hindsight is 20/20, and so I mean that's my polite give to No Child Left Behind. But certainly, data and research has shown for years in teachers' own experiences. When you talk to any teacher, and they'll tell you it just doesn't work, and only having one mark of success for a student creates just a remarkable opportunity for failure that doesn't promote good learning, that doesn't promote good self-esteem, that doesn't promote us moving forward. So the shift to the Strive High program or performance system, I think, will be a really presents really wonderful opportunities for showing growth over time, as opposed to showing in this one discrete moment did you get a 300. But it also does a really nice job of collecting multiple data points as opposed to the one test score data point, and will allow us to customize how it is that we're working with schools and teachers and the system as a whole in order to provide a better educational network for our students.
There have been a lot of teachers who have discreetly told us that, regardless of whatever is happening with a particular set of standards or a particular way that the DOE wants classrooms run, that they're doing what they're doing because they feel it's in the best interest of their classrooms and their kids. And a lot of really great creative stuff came out from that. Is this now giving it the opportunity to come out from the shadows?
That's what I'm hopeful for. I think that the Strive High program is going to allow for more project-based learning, more critical thinking, more place-based kind of instruction. And that's not it's instruction that's been happening. It's instruction that's almost been happening in a subversive kind of way. Teachers do what is good for kids, and we have amazing teachers in this state who have been doing wonderful work with their students over the years. Regardless of what AYP or HSA test scores are reporting, they've been doing this wonderful work for the past many years. And so the Strive High performance system, ideally, and we'll see how implementation goes, and they'll start rolling out implementation this summer with the administrations in the school systems. But ideally, it'll create the space to really honor the work that's already happening. I work with a small cohort of 20 teachers that are connecting their classrooms to the worldwide voyage of Hokulea that will take place over the next 4 years. They're integrating their teaching and learning of science and math and social studies and arts, all through exploration of the culture and structure of Native Hawaiian voyaging and indigenous navigation skills. And all of that work was already happening. What Strive High, I hope, will do is bring that work to light and honor it in the way that it should have always been honored.
Part of this, though, is logical. I mean, none of us exists in some little place that says, I am only doing math now, or I'm only doing language arts, or I'm only, functioning in the scientific world. Human beings were supposed to be well integrated, and we've said this for years, that we want well integrated, holistic. If you had a nickel for every time the word holistic was used. There seems to be, though, a lack of real drive to put that holistic perspective into standards that make kids feel and make teachers feel that there is a whole life behind all of this. And you've heard kids say, well, when am I ever going to need math, or when am I ever going to need science? Well, you start looking at life and you see it there all around you. That's a thing that, you know, many of the educators who've been doing some of this stuff in the shadows have been trying to connect, and now they have the opportunity not to. But lest we kind of give the idea that we're at the be-all, end-all, this isn't the be-all, end-all for us either.
No, I mean, I think one of the things we really need to think about are what are the value structures that we're embedding our educational system in. College and career readiness, I think, is a wonderful goal. I certainly think it's a vast improvement over test proficiency. But it still really is looking at test performance and commerce, right? Can you pass a test and can you get a job? And while those things are valuable in our society, I think we also have to think about what kind of educated populace do we want? How do we want them to be able to use information? How do we want them civically engaging and interacting? And I don't know that we're yet quite there in addressing that. And we'll see as implementation of Strive High takes place. You know, hopefully we're creating spaces for that kind of work and those kinds of discussions. So I'm hopeful. I think this is a really wonderful move for Hawaii. I think to move away from our very rigid structures of No Child Left Behind will only serve us better. And I think to be able to meet schools' individual needs rather than looking at a one-size-fits-all model will really serve us in the long run.
And certainly make a lot of other teachers and especially students very happy. Thanks, yes. Tara, for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tara O'Neill is an assistant professor at UH Manoa and former public middle school and high school science teacher. Her research focuses on student access, the roles that power, race, and gender play in how youth participate in learning, and the investigation of teacher learning and preparation.